I'm Christopher Amsch, WRPR News. Since the start of the fall semester, huge modular classrooms have occupied parking lots outside the Bischoff and Mackin residence halls at Ramapo College. The building's presence has raised eyebrows and questions from visitors as to just what it is they're doing there. The answer lies several hundred yards away, at the G Building.
The building dates back to the early mid-70s. It's dated, outdated. The labs are not properly equipped.
Richard Roberts is the Associate Vice President of Facilities Management at Ramapo. He oversees the extensive renovations to G-Wing that are currently underway, renovations that many on campus say have come not a moment too soon. Kelly Moeller, a senior at Ramapo, said the G-Wing's biggest downfall is its layout.
It is incredibly difficult to navigate your way through that wing.
So having it restructured so it's easier to get through the halls would be an improvement that you'd like to see?
I think it should be the reason they redo the wing.
Roberts said a new floor plan is one of many updates in the works.
The layout of the floors will be much easier to navigate than it currently is. We're going to be replacing all the interior, all the finishes within the building. We're going to put on a new roof.
In the meantime, students who would ordinarily have class in the building have been relegated to the modular units. Junior Brian Nazaro offered his impressions after having class inside.
There's nothing really wrong with them. It's just that you're walking from the entire academic complex, like across the parking lot, over by residence halls to go to class.
Roberts said the units will be in place until renovations are completed in 2015. Christopher Emsch, WRPR News.